This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We are, as always, excited that you are joining us, and we hope that you enjoy the conversation. We have hot takes today, so we are going to discuss all of that. But before we discuss that, how are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
I mean, it was a long weekend. I am in North Carolina, if some of you listeners don't know that. We were affected by some snow. And it made the kids really happy because that was our first snow day in years. So it's been fun, but obviously with the holiday weekend plus all the snow days, they've been home for a long time. So we're back to normal today. They're at school right now, so it's totally fine. But like the nice thing was my parents came to visit. So then the snow day kind of extended their stay. So like it was nice just to kind of have them and, you know, have that quality time to hang out. So I feel like it was good. Like the snowstorm was actually good for us because it brought all of us to the house to like really have that quality time together. So I'm like, what a blessing.
Nice. Did you guys have a nice snowball fight?
I didn't. I stayed inside.
What? Like,
I didn't go play outside. The boys did. I think they were out for like forever, just running around, like doing all the things. So, and it was like a good type of snow too. Like you need kind of like a fluffy, wet snow to like do
not
anything.
Not the icy.
Yeah. So like it wasn't like the pellets or anything. So they had a good time. So it was perfect. Nice. Just what they needed for their little souls for the winter season. And now we're back to normal and ready for spring. So
yeah, I saw Tony being super extra with his goggles.
Yes, so I was like, he was ready for the snow.
I was like, even Albert was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he's ready to hit the slopes. Like,
he literally had ski goggles on. I was like, what do you plan on
his,
doing?
His like snowboarding jacket with like the tag on it from the last time he set the slope, like his ski pass or whatever. And I'm just like, cool. Like, ready
That's
to go.
Funny. Yeah. That's funny. I'm glad you enjoyed the snow. I wish so Florida did get snow.
Yeah, I saw it. It was really cute. The welcome to Florida sign that everyone sees on the interstate was covered in snow. And I was like, that's really special because that hasn't happened in years. So I thought that was kind of cool that it's like palm trees literally had snow on them. And I'm like, wow, what a world. Like, just so different.
I think Northern Florida got like 9 inches.
They got a lot of
snow. Which is crazy.
Because they got more snow than us. And we're like higher, like up in the northern hemisphere, higher in elevation, like all the things, like all the factors you think would give us more snow, we got less than like the warmer states. I was like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, I'm sad we did not. I was like, maybe we'll just get snow.
Yeah, it'd be super cute, like a little frosting.
It's okay. We didn't. It's fine. My house is like 64 degrees right now. I don't have the heater on, so I'm wearing like a sweatshirt and I got my socks on.
Feeling a little wintry.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to be cozy on the couch today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was very disappointed. Miami didn't get snow, but it's okay. One day. I was like, I would have so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, I don't know. It's just, it would be nice.
No, it's
Our
fun.
Our kids were like,
sure.
Is it going to snow? And I'm like, no.
Too far south. Nice.
Yeah, tonight I think it's supposed to be our coldest night.
Oh, dang. Okay. But no snow. No snow in the forecast. 30s? Dang. So, no, like, if there was any precipitation, like, it could potentially be cold enough. You guys could get snow.
Potentially, yeah. I think last year, the year before, we had, like, snow flurries. Mm. But, like, obviously, it was right at that point where, like, you just get a flurry, but, like, it melts when it hits.
Yeah.
So, we have, like, people are always think that we are just warm, literally, all year. And, like, not that it gets super cold, but we do get cold. Like, it's not 80 degrees in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, it's still North America, right? Like, we're not that close to the equator that we would have that kind of like really tropical climate year round. It's not the Bahamas. Like,
yeah. So I have not been cold plunging because I'm like, when I cold plunge, I need the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. To like, what I do is I lay out after. And Alvaro's been cold plunging. And I'm like, I just have no desire. It's gloomy outside. No. Like, it looks like it should be snowing outside. Like, we have no sun. It's just gloomy and it's cold. Like, so I'm not going to go in the cold plunge.
No, I don't know when I'm going to don cold plunging into my routine because it's been freezing. So I would probably just turn into my hair would probably freeze if I went into our backyard with the cold plunge right now. So that's just not happening.
like, we'll save that for next week.
You could just turn the shower on.
Cold. Yeah, I could. That probably could be like my method for this season. But I think I'm just going to wait till next week. Yeah, because next week will be better because we're getting back into the 50s and 60s. So if I just leave it outside on the back deck, I think that's going to be my like reasonable temperature.
Oh, because you have one.
Yeah, we got one. So one of the little portable small ones. So I'm just thinking like that'll be perfect next week. But if I put it out now, it's just going to freeze. And that's wrong. Like I don't want it to be literally like 20 degrees, like then that's just miserable because like you want to have it at a good enough temperature that you stay in there for the 2 minutes, not I dip my toes in, it's freezing and I'm leaving, like my hair is frozen, I'm out. Like
no, you gotta do five minutes.
I know, but I can't do that if it's 20 degrees, like that's I will literally like, get sick.
I don't know
like,
if Jackie can do that if it's 50 degrees.
I mean I've done it before, so I know I can. It's just the 20 degrees is like that's the limit for me. Like
the hardest part, it gets better. The hardest part before you, like, so in the beginning, you'll pass a point where you're like, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Like, I could stay in longer. But the first part, it's your hands and feet feel like they're being chopped off. Like, they feel like
a tingling.
It's just like somebody had, stabbed a knife through them. Yeah. Like, that's what it feels like. But once you get past that, like, little hump, like, if you just push through it, then it becomes like, okay, I think it's cold, but like, I'm okay.
Yes. Like, I can survive.
Because your body's already shut off all circulation there. So you're good.
Survival instincts have already kicked in.
Yeah. The key, which is the hardest part though, the key is going above your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like you got to commit.
Yeah. That's the hardest because for me apparently is or sticking my head under the water. That one, whenever I've done it, that's been the hardest. When they're like, you need to go. And I'm just literally like, and then just like force my face to go in.
They actually say you shouldn't put your head under the water. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to, you should only do it at the end. Like the very end when you're about to get out.
Yep.
But they say that if you don't put your shoulders underwater, that your body is confused. It doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Like that makes sense.
It doesn't, like when you're like this, it doesn't know like, so you don't get the full benefits.
Yeah. And I can see it because your heart is still above the water too. I feel like at that height. Yeah. So I could see that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So catch me and Jackie cold plunging next week.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for the video.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need it to be. Yeah. These cold temperatures here on the East Coast are not it. I know there are people that are out there cold plunging still. They're dedicated to the process. That's just not me. I will not torture myself with that.
Yeah. I mean, what's it to like, I mean, I guess if it's already cold outside and you're going in ice, then it's like, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Heather, come on over. Like,
right.
Come on over.
Like, as I just said,
be my guest. Like, the sun is out. I mean, it's just cold outside. So like this, I don't think the sun's going to help you.
See, no, it does help though. It really does help. We don't have any sun.
That's like, why you can just come to my house and get a full cold plunge experience. Yeah. Do a polar, what is it, a polar plunge? Where we're just diving into
I mean,
into
we
the...
technically could at this point in Miami because we do have a pool. Yeah. And our pool is probably 50 degrees right now.
Yeah, so that technically is a cold plunge too.
We might I might just actually end up doing that because I feel like, so we have our cold plunge, you have to like step into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like it's like we probably have same as you, like it's like a portable style. Yeah. So we just have the chiller obviously because we're here.
Yeah
but we have to step into it, whereas I feel like the pool's easier because you can just be like, oh, just jump in.
Yes, you get it, the shock is all over and done
it's
with
faster.
And you have the space to kind of tread water a little bit too. So I think that makes a difference as well versus just being like,
yeah,
how many more seconds?
Yeah, like I have to sit like Indian style and I'm like,
how long?
But anyways, so that's our new journey. So we're trying to be healthy this year.
Yes, because for those of you who don't know, we are on a 75 soft right now. So that includes reading, drinking water, a healthy-ish diet, whatever that is for you, and then the working out periodically throughout the week, you know, including outside time and inside time as far as workouts. So it's honestly just creating like a really healthy lifestyle, but like why not add in like the sauna time, some infrared, some cold plunge, like just to really like roll through with some healthy lifestyle changes. So it's been fun.
Which we're only on day 19 and I feel like it's day 40.
We're so close to the finish line.
You know how many, there's been like a few days where like I didn't do like as much as I should have, yeah. right? Like I'll have gone a walk, but I didn't fully do a whole workout. Yeah. Like technically walking is part of the 45 minutes mm-hmm. to an hour that you're supposed to do. Like it is,
it counts. It really does.
It counts.
Yeah.
Right. But I try to not do that. I try to walk every day and mm-hmm. my walk is not included in my time.
Yeah.
And so like there's been days where like it's 9 p.m. and I'm laying on the floor like with weights and like while watching TV while Alvaro's because I'm like, I didn't do what I needed to do today. Like
I get that. And so
it's been good. It's been good. It's moved me. I did a killer. By the way, ankle weights and being on the floor doing a glute workout is very underrated. I did that this morning and my hips and butt were literally like cramping. I had to do one of those where you like stretch the leg out.
Yeah, I believe it. 100%. Very
and
underrated.
I almost died.
Yeah.
So I tried to get in a little workout before this, but I'm going to for sure do like a walk or something later. But
that's
perfect. I do feel like we are further along than we are.
Yes, it does feel that way. I agree. You're like, even just hearing day 19, I'm like, that's not right. Let's go back and count those. Surely we're at the halfway point.
It's right, Jackie. It's right.
I know it is. But I think that's just the way January feels. Maybe that's a hot take, but I feel like January also is like, it feels like the world's longest month. Yeah.
Yeah, because what day are we on? 23?
And it also, I'm one of those people that believes that because there's nothing to look forward to in January, it also takes away from the time. Whereas I feel like Halloween goes fast, Thanksgiving goes fast, Christmas goes fast, and now we have nothing. It's just a dreadful time.
We're like waiting for spring break.
Exactly. Like what else is there to look forward to right now? Like nothing.
I know. Or we can just plan, me and you, we plan our virgin
2 weeks
last minute.
Yeah. We're just leaving. That's the option right now. Let's just get out of here.
I know. We saw one for 14 days transatlantic and it was like, what was it? $2,200 for two people?
Yes, for two people. Yeah. So the only thing we had to cover was the airfare to fly back to the US. That was it.
And so me and Jackie are just going to book it.
Yeah, it had everything too. It was all inclusive. There wasn't anything we had to pay extra for.
No.
Very impressive. So if you guys are looking for a vacation up soon and you're just a couple with no kids, go check out Virgin's Cruises right now because there's a really good deal on there.
February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know how good it is because we're very envious of that.
We are. We are. We wish we could. I was like, oh, if we could only could just book it right now. Yeah. It's okay.
One day.
So today we posted to our stories hot takes. We didn't want to provide the hot takes. We wanted people to put in their hot takes. This is anonymous. We are not going to call out anybody. We're not going to say anybody's names or what you voted, but I did screenshot it and I have the results.
Nice. So this is going to be fun. I'm here for it.
We got so many that we are probably just going to do a hot take episode. So
that'll be fun.
First one's up. Ready?
Ready.
Children should not be put on leashes. Use a stroller.
It's interesting because I personally, as a mom, have never used a leash on my boys.
No,
but I've seen it at like airports and Disneyland and stuff. So I've seen them in use and I'm like, okay, I guess I kind of get it because this is really crowded and like you are keeping your kid. But to me, it's just there's something off about it where I'm like, why? Like, what are we doing right now?
Like, yeah, like just use a stroller.
Yeah, and toss them
like
in the stroller.
And they're like, my kid wants to walk. Okay, this is one thing, right?
Yes.
You either hold their hand mm-hmm. or you tell them, it's not time for you to walk right
now. Yes, exactly. Like, it's really busy and congested right now. I don't want you to get kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you're staying in your seat, okay? And, like, I feel like that's what we did with our boys, and it worked. I never had to do that. Like, of course, toddlers will run away from you, like, 100%. But that's when you have to parent and come in mm-hmm. with a deep voice mm-hmm. and just like, you're going to listen because I want to keep you. I don't want to lose you. If you respect your life and you like your life at home, then you will stay with mommy.
Yeah. I mean, I might have a hot take on the hot take. Ooh, I think that the people that use leashes mm-hmm. are the ones that give in to their children of like that, like, oh, but they want to walk. And I'm like, but this is not a place to walk.
No, that actually is a good hot take on a hot take. I see that for sure. Because you have to think like that, what happened here? Why didn't you say no to your kid when they were sitting in the stroller? Yes. Like, why'd you let them out? Like, you caused this problem now. Like, now your kid's 5 feet in front of you on a leash when you could have just had him strapped into the stroller for this walk to your gate or to this ride or wherever you're going.
Correct.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I think it's the parents that kind of just give in to their kids of like what the kids want. Mm-hmm. So children should not be put on leashes. Use a stroller. So 100% of the pollers agreed.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we're not even like mean moms.
No. We're not mean moms. So that was that was a good first hot take.
Yeah.
I agree. Use a stroller, man. Don't use a leash. But it's okay. You're not a terrible mom if you use a leash. Just rethink it.
Yeah. Reel it back in. Like, figure out what's going on here. Because then it's just going to go to the next level. Then your kids literally, when they age out of the leash, then they're literally just running away from you. So have fun chasing your kid around the airport. Like,
yeah. I think they're just, you got to just be like, yo, get in the stroller. This is not a time and place for you walking around right now. You know?
Yep.
And me and you survived without the leash.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm like, what?
I had three kids under four.
Yeah. So you would have been like a prime candidate to have like three leashes with them. All your little rascals.
Attached just, them like, with, yeah. to one. Yeah. Have you seen those at the daycare?
Yes. See, that makes sense though, because they literally have to walk to the cat or wherever they're going and then they get off their little leash.
Let's take back our hot take, okay?
That's the only...
Parents that use leashes, no.
Yeah.
But if you are a daycare and you have to like walk to a park or you watch a bunch of kids and you got to walk on a street with five kids, totally get it, right? Like you either have to put them in one of those bus strollers. Yes.
And those are expensive, so the leash might be the better alternative here.
100%. So it's okay. If daycares want to use them, totally understand. Yeah. Totally understand. Okay. Next, this is very relevant. Next hot take. Blake Lively sucks.
That's it. Just Blake. No kind of context, nothing. Just straight into it. Blake Lively. All right. Yeah. So the background on that is obviously the Justin versus Blake because of It Ends With Us. That's where we're coming from with that. Mm-hmm. So very interesting.
So that's where it comes from. So because I know that's where it stemmed from, probably.
Yeah.
I didn't just be like, does she suck? Right. So it was more like, are you team Blake or team Justin in this whole lawsuit situation? So I didn't understand the lawsuit situation. I did not read it. I did not. I was like, I don't understand what's going on.
There was a lot.
I felt like I was in the dark for sure.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was so intricate. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the capacity to like
really research it.
But which I'm going to, if Jessica, I'm talking to somebody in the live. Yeah. If you want to know about the like lawsuit, I'll send you a video. And if anybody wants to know, ask me, I'll send the video. So there's this guy, I don't know if he's in law or what, but he took 9 hours to break down the lawsuit. He read it all.
Dang, he's put it in the work. And he printed out
what he put in the work for us. Yeah. And he printed out all of like the important stuff, like text messages and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
And so he went into it being like, I'm giving Blake the benefit of the doubt, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I like her. I've always liked her movies, whatever. I'm team Blake. After reading everything, he's team Justin.
Ooh, interesting.
So he's like, he thinks if this goes to actually ends up going to court, that she will be destroyed.
Interesting.
And he's like, I think her career will be over.
I think this kind of, it makes sense because I'm seeing way less of Blake Lively on social media right now. She, like, even on her own Instagram page, we're seeing way less of her. So she probably, she has a publicist or someone who's telling her to, like, go hide right now. Like, go take a chill pill.
I was going
to
say, did she exaggerate? So let me tell you what he says. So I'll send the video to anyone that wants it. But he basically breaks down and says that he thinks that her and him developed feelings. And Ryan Reynolds got, like, you know, he was threatened by it. Mm-hmm. And he's going to, like, smear his name.
Ooh.
So Blake and Ryan met on the set of Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. And word on the street, it's not confirmed, is that they left both of their partners to be with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So he's like, the guy's like, how you get them's how you lose them.
Yes, exactly. No, and that makes sense. Like, obviously, if she's done this before, why wouldn't she meet another guy on set? Just like she did her hubby. Yep.
So text messages prove a little like flirtatious, inappropriate talk.
Yep.
And basically everything she says about him fat shaming her, all this kind of stuff is all a lie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's proven in text messages. Yeah. So she probably listened to her husband, felt like she had to go along with it because her marriage is on the line.
Yeah.
And she did what he said and created like a lawsuit. And now she's probably like,
how do I get out? Yes.
Well, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Because remember how both of them were in the limelight a lot. Like, we have Wolverine versus Deadpool. Like, that movie launch for Ryan Reynolds was a big deal. So he was in the publicity. Yeah. Then we had Blake Lively with It Ends With Us, plus her hair care line. So both of them were, like, in our face. So they both had to really, like, position themselves where it's like, okay, don't talk right now. Like, if you want this to work out and you want to look good in the end, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, so I could see that, especially from Ryan Reynolds' position. He's a big celebrity. He knows. Like, he's like, Blake, close your mouth. Like,
yeah.
We like, this is the way we're going to protect ourselves, is if you just go along with this. Like, I could see that.
I think they have to settle outside of court, because if they go to court, they're going to be proven wrong. And then it's going to look really bad.
It's going to be very embarrassing for her.
Like, she basically just needs to be like, I'm going to bow out.
Yeah.
Like, forget that I did a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to leave. Because apparently it's a lot of stuff's very incriminating. Like, she talked about, like, how he was, like, inappropriate during certain scenes. And, like, it's obviously on footage. Right?
Yeah. And that's, like, the crazy thing. Like, for instance, the romance scene where they had a intimacy coach come on set.
And she says they did
not. Yeah, they did not. One. But then they did. And then same with when they asked, how much do you weigh so that Justin can pick you up? Even Justin's personal trainer came out and was like, no, like, I wanted to be able to make sure he has a back injury. I want to make sure he's physically fit enough to do all of these scenes.
Like, so I could train to, like, make sure I can do it without, like, looking weak or not being able to do it.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of like, this is a lot of, like, really little details that she's trying to add up to use against him, but they all came out with, like, facts behind it all. Yep. And I'm just like, ooh, it's not looking good. Like,
but apparently, even after that scene, like, she would, like, openly, like, breastfeed in front of him, like, on scene, and, like, be, like, cracking up with him, with her kids, like, at her home, all this stuff. Yep. And it's like, if you felt like something was inappropriate, you wouldn't have done that stuff.
No, absolutely not. I would have been like, okay, this is a professional relationship and I will not include you on any of my life. Like, we won't come with the kids on set and hang out with you. Like,
and at one point she's like, he texts her. He's like, I like sensitive. This is when it was, like, kind of inappropriate. The conversation, not kind of, it was, I'd be pissed if it was my husband. He was like, I like sensitive Blake. And she's like, I don't know if she says something like, I'm not sensitive. And he's like, well, I like asshole Blake too. And then she's like, I don't think you've met her yet, but my suppositories have. And I was like,
wow.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay. Like, so
that's not enough. Yeah. And even the guy reading them was like, that's inappropriate. So, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Watch the video. I'll send it to you, whoever wants to watch it. And he breaks it down, all of it.
Yeah. Really neat and tidy. I like that.
Yes. And so everyone wrote 100%. Team Justin.
Okay. Yes. That's actually kind of cool that I feel like, because I'm not gonna lie, I was one of those people in the beginning that I was team Blake. Like, I've loved Blake since, like, we were young teen boppers and we were watching, like, Gossip Girl and all that kind of stuff and all of her movies.
And she
I
always
loved her
was
movies.
Posh kind of.
Yeah.
Know,
and like, she was just, like, a fun millennial that we could see on the red carpet. So I enjoyed it. Then as, like, more stuff started coming out, I was like, ooh, okay, like, we got to do some research here. Like, Justin might have something here. Like,
Before even this lawsuit came out, videos of her, like, being rude to interviewers, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, like,
it didn't
you
look
know
good.
What I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of her stuff. And it kind of, like, it spun and slapped her in the face. Like, she didn't expect it. And it was, like, not good. It wasn't giving her a good image.
Some of it, I think she's just being straight up rude. Other times, I think that she thinks she's being funny, but she's actually just being rude and making the interviewer uncomfortable. Like, and it's just,
No,
so
for sure.
I really like Ryan Reynolds, so I really wanted to like Blake Lively.
Same.
And I'm just like, doesn't it? It's so disappointing when you think you like somebody and they just...
Yeah.
They just, all evidence is pointing like you should not like this person.
Yeah, we were gaslit.
We were. Okay, moving on. Next one. Gender reveals. Have we gone overboard?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Simple answer.
Yeah.
I think they are, okay. So My brother had a good hot take on the hot take. So I do, initially I would be like, yes, mm-hmm. I don't like gender reveals. Like, I feel like they're overdone. Do you want to like do a gender reveal on like a video to share to your family? You cut into a cake or something? Cool.
Yeah.
But like when you're inviting everyone over and like everyone's got to bring a gift and all this kind of stuff, like, and then you're also going to be invited to the baby shower and also have to bring a gift.
Yep.
I'm like, that's too much.
No, I agree with that. Because now we're turning parties and celebrations into anything as more opportunities to make money and gifts. Like, it's not for the wholesome reasons anymore.
Correct. And it's kind of nice to just be like an intimate, like you and your partner or just your like family or whatever. Like, if you do something small, cool. But people are going like extreme, like having like helicopters drop like powder and stuff. Yeah. You know, it's like too much.
No, and we're causing fires. Like, we're out here, like, burning things up to identify genders of babies. Like, it's wild now.
Like, no, for sure. So, my brother was like, when you do it appropriately and you don't do it too big, he's like, I think it's nice because it's always nice to come together and celebrate something positive.
Oh, I like that. That's correct.
So, I'm like, I mean, he's right.
Yeah,
he's
I agree with that. Especially, like you said, just celebrating something positive in the world today, great. Like, bring some people together, celebrate the life of a new baby in the family. Awesome. It's the, I think my answer is like, they're fine.
If you do it simple.
Celebrate these happy moments, but like booking the fireworks and helicopter, no. That's where I draw the line.
Or like literally going like, you know how they have like the walls like all decorated and you pin your like, it's like too much.
Yeah. Or like asking for gifts and stuff too. Like where it's turned into a party and then people feel like they have to dress up and bring you a gift for a gender reveal. Like, skirt, that's the line. Like,
yeah, it's too much. It's too much. So did my iPad just die?
How convenient.
Oh, how convenient. Okay. Let me read these.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, I think the next hot take after gender reveal was that, oh, we have a viewer in our live that mentioned they get it for people who've had a hard time or difficult time having babies. A celebration for something like that, I think, is granted. I think that's definitely worth celebrating, and you should bring people together for something beautiful like that. It's just, I think we can almost put this hot take on top of a lot of things that have gone a little bit overboard. Like, now we have like 2-year-old birthday parties that are as like big as my wedding. Like, so I think like we've just taken things like, we all want to be like this
more expensive than my wedding. Yeah.
Like, we just have taken things to, we want to show off to our friends and family and the internet. So I think we've just taken things. That's like a whole new hot take. We could probably unpack so much with that, actually. Just like this illusion of like the giant cakes, the giant photo op areas with like balloon arches that are hundreds of dollars. Like, but for what? Like, you're going to pop these balloons. Like, so what was the point of that? So I think it always comes back to the just like wanting to look good and impress your community and like spend a lot of money on stuff.
And I feel like, have you ever been to those baby showers that are like more expensive than like, it would have been cheaper to buy all your own gifts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. To buy your own stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Like, yes.
And if you have that much money, then just like tell people not to bring gifts and like just come and celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I have actually gone to one baby shower like that, which is nice. So the poll results on that was 33% think it's dumb.
I love that.
50% think it's cute. And 17% were like, I don't care, whatever.
Okay,
whatever
I could see that. Or, and even with maybe men voters and stuff like that too, they're probably like, what? Like,
whatever. Yeah.
My wife tells me to go there. Exactly. My wife said, so we're going.
Okay, this one's not much of a hot take, but it's dogs versus cats. I like cats better because I like that they just leave me alone. You know? Like,
oh, yeah.
I want to be able to go on, you can do like a short vacation.
That's true.
You can go out for 24 hours and not have to be like, my dog's got to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't bother you, you know?
No, that's a really good point about cats as far as traveling, but I still just love my dogs. I've never been a cat person, so I'm going to choose the dog over the cat, but it's, as far as traveling, that's one pro on a cat. They do have on dogs. Like,
listen, I watch dogs for a living, like I watch dogs and get paid for it. So it's not that I don't take care of dogs or like I hate them. I don't really love them, but they make me money. So, and I treat them well, guys. Yeah. I treat them well. It's okay. I have one right here, actually.
And Heather has a dog. Her family has a dog.
And I have a dog. Yeah.
And no cats. Like, she doesn't have a cat.
The hot take is, like, why do we have pets that we pay for when they do nothing for us?
I will say dogs do fill my bucket. I think it's because even from being a kid, I've always, like, loved animals. And so, like, dogs love us. Like, they come up to us. They get happiness from us. They show their happiness with their tail wags.
So it's like my kids and my husband.
Yeah, right? But I didn't have kids as a kid. So, like, a dog was that, like, I get to take care of something. I see its happiness. I'm taking it on walks. It's just, like, a full circle of just, like, happiness and joy. Like,
yeah. Jessica says they bring joy. Yes.
Yeah.
We like to travel a lot. Yeah. It's just a mission. It's a mission.
No, for sure. I think people who don't travel probably don't even have that complaint. You know, they probably are like, well, right. I just hang out and, like, you know, my dog is here. And
my dog gives me company. Yeah.
So
that's the thing. We have paid a lot of money in, like, dog care and stuff like that because we travel a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, it becomes a lot.
No,
like,
for sure. Same.
Jackie and I talked about how we plan a vacation, and neither one of us are big budget people in the sense that we're like, on this vacation, we're taking out $400 cash and that's all we have. Yeah. Like, we don't budget to that extent, but, you know, you have a rough estimate. Of course, right?
Yeah. Here's the parking garage. Here's the Uber we have to take. Here's our restaurant. Like,
we know we're going to spend this much.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie and I talked about how we always forget about the dog, that it's going to be like $400.
Yeah. Because you book, like, all of these things. You book your extended stay parking. You book your plane tickets. And then it's always like, oh, wait, my four-legged son needs a place to stay. And it's expensive. It's really not cheap, like, to board a dog. And you also don't want to just, like, leave your dog in a kennel when you're on a vacation. Like, so you do try to pick a nice place for your pet. And it's going to cost you. Like, it's not cheap. So
we left for a month one time and our bill was $1,200.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give the dog up for adoption. So anyways, like,
that's why my hot take votes cats. Okay. We're going to move through because we're like, we're at 33 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. iPhones are overrated. Thoughts?
I am a iPhone user, but I do think they're overrated. Like, I'm not one of those people. Also, I'm not one of those people that buys the new iPhone whenever it comes out because I don't care. Mm-hmm. And also, I would never spend over $1,000 on a mobile device. So for me, that's like, yes, I have it because it's what I've had for the past couple of years. But I've had Blackberries. Mm-hmm. I've had Androids. I've had different brands of phones. So I just really use it for what it is.
We all had the Galaxy. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Started with an Android, but even before then, like, I kind of was like, whatever's cheapest and works for me right now, because that's just life. So I feel like we've gotten the point of overconsumption with, like, standing in line outside the Apple store to get the new phone, even though you have a 5 month old phone in your hand. Overrated.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do think, I don't know how much they are overrated. I do think iPhone is a little superior. And, like, I don't know if this is a word, but I'm going to say it. Easeability. Like, it is just easy to use. Oh, it is functional. Like, I like that. Like, I don't care if I can super customize my home. You know, Androids will be like, but you can customize this. I don't care. Just, I want to, like, when I go into Android settings, I'm like, what is this?
Like, it's like a whole computer.
Whereas iPhone, you can just search, like, messages and it just comes up. Like, I like that. But anyways, so I do think that they are a little bit superior, but I don't care. Like, have whatever phone you want. I don't like the green bubble, not gonna lie.
I win text messages with Android users. But it's better now because everything's RST.
If everyone updates.
I feel like I've not texted anyone where it's shown up differently now. I feel like Alvaro
hasn't updated because he has no space.
Oh.
It's so funny because he has no pictures or anything. He has nothing on his phone. But his phone's like
storage.
Every time he does updates, the update's bigger. Like, he cannot update his phone because there's, like, I think his phone is like 16 gigs or 32 gigs. It's not very big.
Oh, okay. So he's probably one of those people that might think iPhones are overrated because he's not buying the newest one whenever it comes out.
I don't know if he cares really, but it is annoying when, like, people are, like, liking messages and it's like liked blah, blah, blah. And the Androids come in the chat and you're like, oh, so annoying. My cousin did that in one of our chats, and my brother was like, yo, do you know that every time you like?
And I don't think they do. It doesn't show up. Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't show up for Android users. So they don't see it the way that an Apple phone would see it.
No.
Yeah, it's not a whole new bubble.
So he literally told him.
Yeah.
He told him. Okay. Oh, this is honestly, I think this is the most controversial one on our hot takes.
Okay.
Are we ready for it?
Yeah. What is it?
Gender pay gap should no longer be a thing. So my options that I gave people were everyone should be paid equally.
Okay.
No, men are superior.
Love that. Which love
we
it.
We all know no one probably put that. But the other option I gave was I don't believe women get paid less.
Okay. These are good answers, like good options.
Yeah. So I have a controversial take on it.
Okay. Hit me.
So obviously with anything, there's always going to be some, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
always going to be situations. Like as a whole, Americans are nice, right?
Yeah.
But there's some really trashy, mean Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but as a whole, we are nice. So as a whole, this is going to be a hot take. I don't think that women get paid less as a whole. I think that is kind of a thing of the past. I think people have really held on to that. I think current times, it happens very few and far between.
I agree with you. Yep.
Does it happen? Yes, mm-hmm. obviously. Like with anything. It's like, you know, do I think the world is racist as a whole? No.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Obviously, you're going to have your people.
Of course. Absolutely.
So I don't believe as a whole women get paid less.
No, I don't think that's a hot take
don't
of a hot
me.
Take. No, I don't, because I actually agree with you 100%. When I saw that as our polls, I thought immediately the same thing. And I'm so curious, viewers that are on our live right now and listeners that go back and listen to this podcast episode, let us know. I want to know what industries today in 2025 are still paying women less than men. Because I was trying to like go through my brain and I was like, every job I've ever held has been the same pay as my male counterparts. So I'm really curious, like, am I ignorant or do we still have this as a problem today? Because I'm one of those people that I'm like, surely things are better now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's where we can vote now. Like, come on, guys. Like, we've gotten so many, like, as women, we've gotten so much. I think we're almost being handed things now because people feel bad for us as women. And this is not just pay, but like everything where it's like, oh no, whoa, it's us. And so now we're getting handed things. So I'm almost like,
so
are we getting paid less? Because I feel like I don't notice. Like, we definitely have gender priority when it comes to things. Like,
I agree. So we have somebody in the chat on TikTok saying movie industry.
Oh, like women actresses versus male actresses?
It's a little bit hard, though,
yeah.
I will say. They can be paid less. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, as a whole, there are definitely situations that women get paid less. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard, in my opinion, to knock the movie industry for it because at the end of the day, every celebrity has a different amount of fame and a different amount of, so naturally they're going to get paid different. Like if you have Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, right? Even though they're big guys, they're still going to get paid differently. They negotiate it differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of different things that go into that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of say women get paid less when like you are co-stars, mm-hmm. you're like the two main characters, because it is going to be on who's more famous, what that person mm-hmm. negotiated, if they negotiated royalties, if they negotiated up front. It's going to kind of all depend.
Yeah. And then walking into it too, people are going to be at different levels anyways, like when they're auditioning for a role and stuff like that. Like, you couldn't put, let's just throw a random person out there, Emma Roberts. She's going to be smaller than Mel Gibson if they walked in for the same role.
Brad Pitt.
Anything like that. So
she's
going to
get paid less. Even if they're co-stars, she's going
to
get paid less.
And it has nothing to do with her being a woman. It's just, this is a bigger name. We want this for our movie, and you're not as big. I'm so sorry. Like, have a nice day. So I just think it's like, that's a tricky one. And it probably
it's a hard
does.
One.
Yeah. yeah. It's, we could break that one down probably a lot. Like,
yeah. I will say, though, that the people that said, I don't believe women get paid less, there are multiple corporate people that voted that are women in there.
Okay.
And they voted they don't believe. So they are in the corporate world.
Nice. So we're getting that perspective even from a specific industry as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
But that was a good one. I actually like that one a lot. That's a very relevant to
definitely
today.
A hot take. Yeah. That is controversial. We're going to have people come at us.
Yeah,
for sure.
We sure.
It's okay.
Yeah. And that's okay.
We like opinions.
Yeah, we want the perspective too, because like we've only worked in certain industries together, you and I. So it's mm-hmm. like we really only have that perspective in our current life. So it'd be kind of cool to hear what people think about it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. This isn't so much of a hot take, but I did poll it. What is the name of the generation younger than Gen Z? I don't know. And I put, do you know the name of the younger generation?
Is it Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then did you just this January, did you see now is the start of Gen Bravo?
Oh.
Yeah. So now we have a new one.
But that's kind of easy to remember.
That one.
Gen
yeah.
Alpha, Gen Bravo. Yeah.
So they did go in order for us, which is really great. But I just thought that was funny. I was like, we've already moved. Like, our kids are the Gen Alpha, and now we've already, like, moved to the next group.
What happened to Generation Y, though?
I don't know.
So,
like, we just lost them. They just disappeared.
My mom is the very bottom end. Like, she just meets Gen X.
Okay, gotcha.
So my dad's a baby boomer, Gen X. She just is a Gen X. So then Gen Z is, but like what happened, like, because technically it would be then millennials,
yeah,
which we should have been Generation Y, and then Gen Z, like where
was it just like a nickname or like did they try to reduce us to another category maybe with the Y, but was it like a proper gap maybe? I don't know, because I feel like no one says that anymore either.
No,
like we referenced it back in, yeah, I think people referenced it back in like the 90s and 2000s, but no one referenced it now, like as a group of people.
No, I don't even know if we're called Generation Y at all, though.
No, I think people just label us millennials and that's it. Hence the podcast name, Millennial Mom Chatter. Like,
millennials are superior, so yeah. Who cares what the next generation names are? We don't care.
We have a cool one. I feel like our name is cool and unique and everyone knows it.
I think Rylan is Gen Z. And I think the rest of my kids are Gen Alpha.
I think
but
so.
I'm not 100% sure.
I think
because I don't know
right.
when Gen Z ends.
Yeah.
Which part of me hopes that he's maybe. I mean, I guess I gotta wait to see which way I want to categorize him. But Gen Z's not looking too hot right now. So
new hot take.
New hot take. I don't know if I want to categorize him. I hope Gen Alpha can. We can recover, guys. We can recover. We can see that Gen Z got really screwed up.
Yeah, a lot happened for them, though. They had to deal with a lot.
Yeah, but we need to recover from that.
I think
which
we can do
I do
it.
Think it. Which I do think it kind of bounces back and forth because I think Gen X is who created Gen Z.
Exactly, yes.
So they really messed up, and baby boomers did pretty good with millennials.
Yeah, because we're – and then we're going to take what we've learned to apply it to our little Gen Alphas.
Right. Yeah. So I think that Gen Alphas – I think generations kind of always go back and forth mm-hmm. to being a little bit better.
Yeah.
It goes like better, worse.
Yeah. Hot take. So that could be a hot take. Come at us. Let us know.
Yeah. So I'm hoping Gen Alpha, I hope we're in the good.
Yeah.
Like we're doing it right.
I feel hopeful. Millennials, this is a good batch of kids, right? Like our kids' peers, they're fine, right? We got some good people in here.
So I'm not feeling very hopeful in the sense of like looking at what kids exist now, but
I love that. It's like,
I will
like, no,
but I will say that I do think that millennials are just having like, they're having epiphanies like, whoa, we need to do better.
Yes. Yeah. We're recognizing patterns in our parents. Sorry, mm-hmm. parents out there, but we are wanting to not repeat the same mistakes. So I think we're trying to do things a little bit differently. Like we're recognizing
we're seeing
things.
The current teenagers yes. and being like, how do we not do that?
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
What do we need
especially
to do?
Because it's different. It always comes back to this too, the technology.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get technology till later in our like teenage lives. So our parents didn't have to parent that. That was new. Whereas now our kids are growing up with technology. So like we've got a whole new thing that we're smacking on top of our like parenting of our Gen Alphas.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
I will say that I, don't get me wrong, kids still use a lot of technology. Yeah. I have seen less of phones on young kids recently.
I
don't feel like I see them as much.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because of the schools that our kids go to, because I don't see it. But then I also, whenever I travel someplace, then I see devices out. So I'm like, I don't know. It's hard to gauge, right? Because I don't know if it's just the mom's mm-hmm. cell phone where it's like, here, like, you know, play on the notepad or something. So it's hard to, for me, I don't know. So I'd love to like pay more attention now to kind of see like, are we on top of this? Are us millennials really trying to hack down on this with our kiddos? Because it'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, we're running out of time because there's so many good things.
No,
okay.
Hot takes is so fun.
Hot takes are good. One night stands help no one.
Ooh, help no one. What are the options here?
So the options are agreed. It's tacky.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with having a little fun. And I don't care. Just you do you, boo.
I mean, I don't think they help people.
No, like, I think, don't judge me. I think it's tacky.
I'm in the category of like.
You couldn't even do like a date or like two dates or I don't know, like. You don't know this person.
I mean, usually you kind of get to know them a little bit. Like it's not a stranger entirely by the time that you guys have made it back to someone's place. You've kind of hung out with this person for a couple hours.
Yeah, but you really don't know what you're getting from them or.
The only thing that you're getting from them is the physical aspect. And some people like that. So that's why I'm in the category of you do you, boo. For that one. I mean, I don't think coming back to the hot take on it, I don't think you gain anything from it as far as like, obviously how many relationships have stemmed from one night stands. I don't know. But traditionally speaking, it's not the most popular choice of meeting your future spouse. But
I think you lose from it. But that's just me. I think you lose a part of yourself every time you do that with somebody else. Yeah. It builds baggage, I think. It builds expectations. It builds comparing. It builds. So I think you lose a little chunk of you and you can never take that back. Just my opinion. Ozempic is an easy button.
Ooh, this is definitely current event for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Bro, just go work out and eat right. I mean, it's pretty nice. Only for some people.
Oh, okay. I see. What? Oh, I guess we can talk about that after we've shared our opinions on it.
Oh, did I share the last one? Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Yeah. I didn't share what the results were. So 50% said it's tacky.
Okay.
25% said nothing wrong with having a little fun. 25% said, I don't care. You do you, boo.
Okay. And I could see that one being a mixed review too of men versus women. And also, because I think men approach that probably more lightly than women do. I think we pride ourselves on our intimacy more than a man would. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Not to just toss you in that category. But I mean, like, traditionally, like, at the bar, who's, like, high-fiving one-night stands? It's the dude. Who's like, oopsies, that happened.
And the girl's kind of
like, oopsies, help
you're
me.
You're going to get more of a reaction from a girl.
Come save me. Yeah. I'm doing the walk of shame.
For sure. Okay, so Ozempic. What do we think about it? I think... just work out.
Yeah, like, it's a little bit of an easy
for
button.
Most people. Yes. Yeah. Because if you're really obese, right, like you're 6'4", 100 pounds, 500 pounds, whatever. Like
my favorite show.
Yeah, like, okay, it might be a good option for you, right?
Because if they're not going on a treadmill right now, like they physically can't.
Right.
Like,
but they need to quickly, once they get to being mobile and like being able to do stuff, they need to quickly change because at the end of the day, Ozempic does not fix eating habits and laziness.
Oh, for sure.
So like you either have to remain forever on it, which most people, or you just get fat again because you didn't fix that. Like it is as much as maybe some people deny, it is a mental disorder in the sense of you have to change that thinking.
Yeah.
You have to change it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you have no hope of remaining skinny off of it.
And I think this matches with what dietitians and physicians say about diet culture, weight loss surgeries, weight loss pills and medications. Like what happens? These people traditionally always gain the weight back. Because like you said, it always comes back to some sort of something's happening in your brain. You're wired this way. You have to work.
It's a habit. It's an addiction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an addiction. They have to go backwards and like fix whatever and tackle it from there. So I'm on the easy button side for some people for sure.
Yeah. So it was 60% said, bro, just go work out and eat right.
That answer.
I thought it was good.
It's a good answer. It's just funny though. bro.
40% said only for some people.
Okay. I could see that where a lot of people, it's going to be society is going to be divided on that because it's very popular right now. And I think a lot of people are seeing positive results from it. So they're going to say like, oh, I want that. It's going to help me into the weight loss journey. And then I'm going to do the hard work and get there. So I could see where it's like some people would say it's it's fine.
Like, their problem is there's a lot of side effects. So like, yeah. if you really need it, then it's worth it. Yeah. But the side effects, not worth it, guys.
Yeah, please approach this with guidance from your physician. Research it and then go into it, I think, with the mindset that you only want to do it temporarily to get you that jump start into a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then try to really focus on your basics. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I love this one because I have a very strong opinion on this. Pugs are disgusting, as are most small dogs or lap dogs.
I like how it just goes straight with the pugs, though. Full throttle into the pug.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. This is strong. I didn't even see the results until right now.
Okay.
All right. So the options are, oh, they're so cute. Ew, they're so gross. And whatever.
Okay. Okay.
What do you guess that the percentages are?
I'm going to say, because we're saying small dogs too, right? We're putting pugs and small dogs. Or is this specifically saying pugs?
It's just saying like pugs are disgusting, as are most small dogs or lap dogs.
I'm going to say it's divided. 50 for small dogs are gross and pugs. And then 50 for like, it's whatever. They're cute.
Okay. So all they're so cute. 0%.
No one likes pugs.
Ew, they're so gross. 75%.
Wow.
And whatever.
Okay.
25%.
Yeah.
I despise pugs.
Pugs.
I cannot. I just cannot.
Yeah. Genetically speaking, pugs are a squished-faced chihuahua, though. So they are small-brained and dumb.
And like they're like,
yeah.
Like I
wonder, are they actually like more inbred than other breeds of dogs that are like our toy dogs, right? Like our little fluffy schnauzers and our French bulldogs and stuff. Like, aren't they probably lower because they have the smallest brain out of all of them? Like, because aren't they chihuahuas?
I actually don't know.
They have giant eyeballs like a chihuahua. I think pugs, they definitely are going to be the least liked. As far as like, if we could put a group of dog breeds in a category, like they're over in the category that not a lot of people like.
They're all dumb because they've just shrunk
them so much. They're too small. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am on the ill gross side. Okay. We have three more. So we're going to quickly go through these. The next one, I have no opinion on this because I didn't watch the show. Game of Thrones ending was good.
Oh, interesting. That's a good one. The ending, it kind of like left us a little bit. I will say it was good because I enjoyed the series of Game of Thrones, but I wish for a little bit more. Like, I almost feel like they could have entered it differently. So I'm medium on that.
You're in the vote. It was okay.
Yes, it was okay for sure.
Okay. So 25% said I liked it. Mm. 25% said no, it ruined the show for me.
Ooh, I could see that. A lot of people didn't like it. Yeah.
50% said it was okay.
I could see that. Yeah. Because a lot of people who read the books didn't like the ending of the series. But I didn't read the books. I just watched the show. So I think maybe that's why I thought it was okay.
Yeah. If this was Lost,
we would say it sucked. Waste of time.
It ruined the show for me.
Yeah. I liked not knowing what was going on with the people for so many seasons in Lost. So for it to all be like so weird, the last couple episodes really ruined it for me personally.
So I think with Lost, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I have no comparison or opinion on this. But for Lost, I think what really annoyed people is that the writers said they wanted to leave it up for interpretation.
I hate that.
What is that?
I just spent hours of my life.
Can you just tell us which one it is? Yeah. Like, were they dead or alive? Yeah.
That's it. And is there a book? Is Lost a book?
No.
Okay, so we can't even like go back and read a book and be like, oh, no. I know. Like, so we got nothing.
Nothing.
Awful.
So they're just like, whatever you interpret. And we're like, mm-mm, no.
Trash.
So that ruined it for me. I loved that show. Yeah. And then I was like, nope, never watched it again. Mm-mm. And it took me so long because I watched it live on TV.
Ooh, with commercials.
And so like, I waited like, I don't know how long Lost was, but I want to say 5 or 6 years, right?
And
five
they're hour-long maybe? Episodes too. So it's very time consuming.
So I waited 5 years to realize that I ruined it. Jackie binge watched it, so she didn't waste too much of her
life. I only
life.
Wasted days, like, you know, consecutive hours upon hours of watching. Like, so it's okay. Yeah. I don't regret it, but I'm also disappointed.
Very disappointing, but it's okay. Okay. Next one. Pineapple on pizza is great, but ham, ugh.
These are such we have a full spectrum of hot takes here, guys.
Which I had to read that again because I was like, I thought initially the hot take was that pineapple on pizza was bad.
Yeah, that's how I read it as well. Yeah. Where it's
but like, no, pineapple on pizza is great, but ham, gross.
Interesting. I like Hawaiian pizza. So for me,
I love Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, so the two of those together for me is deliciosa. So I don't know, like ham, but like a meat lover's pizza is going to have ham on it as well. And I like that too. So I know I'm not like
dismissing ham on pizza.
So I'm not dismissing ham at all. Like, I don't, so maybe this person ham, just doesn't like ham. Like,
I put ham on my pizza like, when I get the cheesy stuffed crust, I put ham on the pizza.
Tasty. Yeah.
I'm like, here for just it. Ham.
Yeah. Delicious.
100% said I love ham on my pizza. Oh.
This poor person was like, this is a good hot take. Like,
yeah.
This is going to divide the nation.
That is a hot take, though, because most, like, everyone had disagreed with them. So it is a hot take.
Yeah. And also, I thought, traditionally, I think it's the people who are like, don't put pineapple on pizza. That's, like, the argument. Right. Is like, why are you putting a fruit on a pizza? So it's just, we're just, like, spinning it up a little bit with the ham.
I am all about pineapple on pizza, so.
Yum.
Okay. Last one. Quickly. Most big cities' destinations are way overrated. Ooh. Less popular places are always a better trip.
Yeah. That one's a good one.
I really like, most often I like places, like I love going in areas that are not common. Mm-hmm. I love that. But, so the options are agree. I love the small town vibes. I love all the famous landmarks and spots. A little bit of both is nice.
I voted for the little bit of both.
So 100% of people said a little bit of both is nice.
Yeah, because we all want our untouched, right? We all want to go someplace that's like a little bit of a hidden gem, not covered in tourists, not overpriced. Like, we're not getting price gouged because it's a popular destination, but it's actually garbage because of it. So I'm definitely in the middle. But then there's obviously the sites around the world that I'm going to go see, just like every tourist in the world. And we're going to like just be annoying at this place. Things are going to cost a lot of money. They're going to be awful. It's going to be trashed, crime, graffiti, trash on the floor. Like, and that's just the way we are now. But I wish it wasn't like that. I'd love to find more untouched gems and like explore the world that way. But
for sure. Well, that was fun.
It was fun. I feel like we could do a whole, we could do like a series on hot takes.
We hit an hour.
Yeah. So. Especially because people gave us some fun ones that we wouldn't have thought of. So I feel like that was kind of fun to have different perspectives. So if you guys heard anything in today's episode that you want to like add some more insight into.
Comment below.
Yeah, definitely comment and let us know. Because there's some stuff that we don't know all about either. So we'd love to kind of hear what you guys think. So definitely, as always, like, comment, and subscribe. Share an episode with your friends and family. We'd love for everyone to subscribe and check us out.
Yes. And thank you for joining us for another week. We'll chat next week.
Bye.